DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Penny Melville Brown from Baking Blind and all sorts of other things. I'm going to give you some real recipes that I cook in my kitchen, and I have no sight at all, so if I can do it, you might be able to manage some of them. You can find my recipes on pennymelvillebrown.com. Here is a very simple basis for a roast lunch. I'm not going to get into all the stuffing and the vegetables, but let's just do a roast chicken with roast potatoes and roast parsnips. So the first thing I do is I've got a fresh chicken or a defrosted one, and you take all the wrapping off it. So you've got perhaps some elastic around its legs. Take all that off because you want your chicken to spread its legs so it can get lots of heat all the way down the thighs. And I then measure 60 grams of salt into a plastic box, a large plastic box. And mine, I use 4 liter ice cream boxes. And into that goes a liter of water, and into that goes your chicken. Pop the lid on, put it in the fridge, leave it there overnight. And this is about brining a chicken. And what you're doing is helping to plump up all the cells in the chicken. And this came from Heston Blumenthal years ago, and I've used it all the time since then. If you go mad, you can put some herbs and stuff in there, but I don't bother, just the salt and the water. So that's in the fridge overnight. Now, on that same day, the day before I'm cooking, I'm going to prepare my potatoes, for roast potatoes, and my parsnips. Now, I confess, quite a lazy cook, and I certainly don't like washing up. So I'm going to use a deep foil dish that I can throw away once it's been used. I don't have to wash it up. And I'm also going to use either goose fat or duck fat, or you could use lard, but you're going to need to have it a bit liquid. We'll come to that in a minute. So potatoes, peeled, cut up to the right size, parboiled in their water with a bit of salt. And when they're parboiled, so that's about 5 minutes at most, you lift them out, drain them, and you shuggle them in the pan. Now, this, of course, is a very technical phrase, shuggling, because what you're trying to do is rough up the edges a little bit so they go crispy. In they go into my foil dish, and then I'm going to use my duck fat or my goose fat, and I'm going to turn them over. Now, it's a bit hot at this stage because they're just boiled, but just let them cool a little and they'll melt the fat and it'll start coating them. And at the same time, I'm doing my parsnips, which I've already peeled, quartered, popped into the pan, boiling water, boiled for about 5 minutes or so, drained. Now, depends how many you've eaten for lunch, but I would have, for a few people, you can put them in with the potatoes. And what I do with the parsnips, just like the potatoes, is turn them over in the fat, because the whole point is that you are creating an oxygen tight seal around the potato, around the parsnips, with the fat. So oxygen can't go in and oxidate the potato or the parsnip, which makes it start going to taste stale. That's not what we want at all. So turn all those vegetables over a couple of times. I often get a lid with my foil dish, pop the lid on, throw it in the fridge next to my chicken, walk away. That wasn't too much, was it? Not too much work at all. So next day, let's assume we're going to have lunch at about 1 o'clock. So by 9 o'clock, I'm in the kitchen and I'm going to fish out my box with the chicken, drain it. I will often have made some butter and salt and pepper and herbs and perhaps some lemon zest and some lemon juice stuff that under the skin, over the breast. Metal tin, chicken into tin, stuff it in the oven, and that's that done. But the important thing is, I'm going to set that oven very low. I would set it at gas mark one, about 170 to 100 degrees Celsius. So it's very cool. And that chicken is just going to sit there for 3 hours. Later on, I will get out my probe thermometer, and I've got a talking one, and I push it into the chicken at the thickest part. So I will be into the thigh and perhaps low down in the breast. And I'm being careful not to touch the bone because bone conducts heat. But I'm just going to check whether it's got to 70 degrees Celsius. That would be the minimum I think you want to have it. So if it's got to that stage, out it comes. I cover it with foil and a proper kitchen towel, one of the fluffy ones that's fabric, and that will just keep it warm while I cook the potatoes. So the oven is turned up to, I would use gas mark six, which is. So I turn the oven up to gas mark six, which is about 200 degrees Celsius. Let it get hot for a few minutes, then whack in my tray of potatoes and parsnips. I've given them another turnover before I put them in the oven, and I've taken off the lid. So they're going to take about 45 minutes. That's time to do the rest of the veg, make some gravy, warm the plates up, and then eventually my potatoes and parsnips are done. I might have turned them over halfway through. Out they come, and if I want to brown the chicken skin, I will uncover that, turn the oven up to maximum, pop it in 5 minutes until the chicken is done and until the skin is done. There you go. Roast chicken, roast potatoes, roast parsnips. Dead easy.
TNF Soundings.